when the prodigal son hit rock bottom in the scripture, it says, you know, he got down to the hog pen. You know the story. And the Bible says, and he came to himself. He came to himself. It seems to imply to me that up until this point where he came to himself, that he wasn't thinking. He was in a temporary state of insanity. Because anybody with common sense would say from the very get-go, hey, you're using me. This ain't for my good. I'm not playing with this anymore. I'm going back to Daddy. I'm going back to where there's some accountability but and responsibility, but there's some protection. There's some blessing. I want some of that. But he was temporarily, he was nuts until he hit rock bottom. And when he hit rock bottom, all of a sudden, light bulb comes on. Oh, hey, I could have it better at Daddy's house. I would be better if I was a servant at Daddy's house. What am I doing out here? Don't wait till you have to hit rock bottom to realize, hey, you know what? I don't want to live like this anymore. I want to be a responsible, upstanding citizen in my community. I want to walk down the street and people say, hey, that guy right there is a good guy. There's something about him. I met a guy this week who's doing some work for me, and he told me, he helped me bring a project back to the house, and he told me, he said, there's something different about you. I said, really? He said, what do you do? I said, well, you see that church right there? I'm actually the associate pastor. Well, that explains it. I said, explains what? He said, man, you're so nice. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, most people would have got mad at some of this stuff that's happened this week. He said, you're just jolly and nice. I said, yeah, I got the Holy Ghost. Oh, what's that? Oh, that's power that you can receive for free of charge. It'll check you. It'll make you, oh, you know, I don't want to be that person anymore. I wasn't always happy and jolly. I had a temper. I did. I had a temper. High school, you didn't even have to say you want to fight. Let's go. But that's not the man I wanted to be. That's not the future I want. I didn't want a rap sheet. I didn't want felonies. I didn't want to end up in prison. Beware, your sin will find you out. Any sensible man or woman can see that it doesn't pay to sacrifice eternal possessions for a few moments of earthly pleasure. When the intelligent man or woman begins to look at the whole picture. You know, the devil never puts in the whole picture. He shows you temptations and he tickles your ears with words of suggestiveness. And he'll come to you and say, well, you know, this would be fun and nobody would know. It's just y'all. It's okay. He doesn't show you the end result of what sin leads to. Sin and Satan are so destructive. Destructive. Everything they touch and come into contact with, they tear up. It's the devil's delight to smash, to mangle, to harm, to twist, to mutilate, to disfigure, to darken everything he comes in contact with. Doesn't make any difference whether it's body or soul, matter or spirit. The devil's aim is still the same. He wants to tear it up and cause confusion. And all he has to do is just plant a seed of doubt, plant a seed of anger, plant a seed of frustration, plant a seed of I'm going to be a cheater and I'm going to be dishonest. And it'll begin to grow if you don't want. His aim is to tear up everything around you. And he doesn't want you to live victorious. He doesn't want you to be an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. He doesn't want you to have a testimony. He wants you to give up on life and just say, it's just not worth it. I'm not doing this anymore. Beware, your sin will find you out. The CIA of your soul will find you out. He uses our most lofty feelings to clothe and camouflage his unholy suggestions. What an enemy. No wonder Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And if you probe and dabble in sin, you'll find yourself becoming more and more careless and looser, and then your sin will find you out. You know, there's some things that we do as Christians, and some places we don't go, and some things we don't say, and some things that I won't personally wear, because it's not that they're necessarily a sin and they'll put me in hell, but what they lead to will bust the doors off of hell wide open. So instead of tempting myself and putting myself in a position to fail or to get discouraged, I just don't go there. I don't hang out there. Because you see, when I was playing ball and I was around that filthy language, guess what began to happen? Did I say that? That happened. Did I use that word? No, mom and dad, oh, they would kill me if they knew I said that word. And then the next time it got easier. Did I really hit that guy? Well, yeah, he hit you. And the next time it got easier. Until I realized, you know what? If all I take in is trash, then all I'll give out is trash. I don't want to speak that way. And before I left that next year, I'd walk in the locker room. We had a new guy, and he said some bad language in front of me. And my buddies, guys that I knew, threw him against the locker and said, hey, you don't talk like that in front of him. He don't talk like that no more. Well, it ain't because they heard me never speak those words. It's because they saw the change that happened inside of me. And that's what God will do. When he gets into your business and your life and you allow him to become the center of your life, he'll take all the hurt, all the fear, all the failures, all the disappointments, all the things that have made you bitter or made your mind wonder, he'll just take them away and he'll give you peace. And I pray for that. God, give us peace. God, give us hope. Give us encouragement. Give us grace, God. Give us mercy and give us love. And not just for ourselves, but for our fellow brother and sister. I'm not your judge. God is. Beware, your sin will find you out. Another thing that it will try to do, sin. It'll try to make you think the wrong that you do is all right because everybody else is saying it. Everybody else is doing it. Hey, okay, I can get away with it. And you sit there, it's Mr. Cool, and you just shake off the conviction. You shake off the little tugging voice and alarm clock going off in your mind. I'll go pray next time. I'll live for God next week. I'll get better, I promise. It makes no difference how moderate and temperate you are about sin. There's nothing to pat yourself on the back about. There's nothing so grand about being moderate about something, and it's wrong. Sin will find you out. Your sin will find you out. It's just as bad as moderate sin. Well, it was just a little white lie. A little white lie will put you in hell just as much as a big lie. There is no difference. Sin is sin. And the devil wants to trick you and lie to you and tell you, well, it's just a little thing. You got away with it. It'll be okay. The guilt of sin is not based on how much of it you do. It's just wrong to do it. Every sin that any of us have ever committed, 9 times out of 10, we started doing it just a little bit at a time. You ask many people that have lost their jobs, their family, their homes because of gambling. Well, I just tried it once. Ask someone that has a problem with alcohol. Well, I'm just a social drinker. Ask someone who smokes pot. They'll smoke anything to try to get this high. Well, I wasn't a dope addict, but now I'm into, you know, I do shoot a little heroin every now and then. You don't even realize that the devil is just step after step letting you progress into his trap. Sin always makes you go farther than you intended to go. Yes, it does. Notice the verse does not say when your sin will find you out, for there is no reference to time. And that guarantees that it guarantees you that your sin will find you out. That time is not an issue to sin. We don't know when, we don't know where, we don't know how, but what we do know is the Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. You're going to reap what you sow. You know, when a farmer goes and plants a potato, he doesn't expect to reap corn. When you plant cotton, you don't go out to the cotton field and get tomatoes. Do you? No. When you plant cabbage, you don't go and reap wheat. In like manner, when you sow sin in the flesh and reap in the spirit, many people are sowing in the flesh and they think they're going to just get by. But judgment's waiting around the corner for every one of us, and the sins we commit, we're going to pay for them. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. In like manner, when you go and plant at a farm, a farmer doesn't expect to plant two potatoes and reap two potatoes. He wouldn't be in the business of farming if that's the way it worked. But he goes and he sows potatoes, and you know what he expects? Multiple potatoes. There's going to be an increase. There's going to be a harvest of increase and blessing. And if you sow sin, you're going to reap sin. It's the law of the harvest. It's the law of the harvest. You will not only reap what you sowed, you will reap more than you sow. I'm out of time. I want you to know your sin will find you out. Brother Brian, you can come to the keyboard. Sin has an intelligence of its own. It will find you out. Thank God today. Thank God today that the gospel of Christ does have a remedy for our sins. Folks, there is hope. Let me encourage you this morning, there is hope. You don't have to stay the same person. It's about want to. You got to want to change. You got to want to have a right attitude. You got to want to be happy. Hey, I smashed my hand yesterday. It hurt. You know what I said? Thank you, Jesus. Still got feeling in that hand. It still works. Woo! Hallelujah. There was a time that I wouldn't have said that. I've seen men literally get so mad because his boy missed a duck. He took the boy's shotgun. He broke it over a stump, broke it in half, handed it back to the boy. How dare you miss a duck? About 5 minutes later, he missed a duck. The little boy said, Daddy, can I have your gun? He said, No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We learn from our mistakes. We learn from our failures. We learn from our past. We've got to grow from it. And we've got to get to the point like they did in Acts where they said, what must I do to be saved? What must we do? We've got to repent. We've got to be baptized in Jesus' name. We've got to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But I really believe there's more to it than just that. You've got to want to live for God. You've got to want to have mercy and grace and peace and understanding and long-suffering. You've got to want to have the right attitude. God will never fail you. God will never fail you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Stop letting the devil tell you, well, your sin is all there is to your life. No, you're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. You can make can live for God. You can let God's mercy get so all over you and His grace that you're just bubbling over with it. So when you see a friend or lost loved one or someone coming out of the community, you can look at them and say, hey, I was like you at one point, but look what God's done for me. You can be that Mary Magdalene and say, hey, He's risen. He's alive. Look at what He's done in my life. I have a testimony. I'm going to be an overcomer. It's a choice. Some of us don't want to make a choice, though. Tick-tock. 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 Time. 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 The time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to make up your mind. I'm going to live for it. Does that mean you're perfect? No. I got 1 hour runner. Hallelujah. Go, buddy. Go. Run. Yes, sir. Smallest one in here except for the little baby. Yeah. What you do matters. How you live matters. You affect the people around you. If I had gotten mad in front of this gentleman and done what he expected me to do, I'd have been like everybody else that he knows. I'd have been no different than him. I want to be separate. I want to be different. I want to walk circumspectly. I want to walk in right. I want to walk in righteousness and mercy and grace. Why? Because I'm a sinner. I was lost, but now I'm found. The blood of Jesus. If you'd stand to your feet with me all over the building. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can make you whole but Jesus. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords, the first, the last, the Alpha, Omega. Whatever you're going through, wherever you're at in your walk right now with God, wherever you're at in your physical life, whether you're 1, 53, 35, wherever you're at, find peace in Jesus. Find rest in Jesus. Find hope in Jesus. And know that the CIA of your soul is going to find you help. But when you've been covered and those sins have been washed away, forgiven, live that way. Stop living in the past failure and begin to live in your present success of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, touch us today. I ask, Lord, that you touch every man, woman, and child here this morning. Touch their families, touch their home, touch their minds. Lord, we need a renewing of our mind. We need revival, Lord. We want brand new, hungry hearts that are open and willing and wanting to have a relationship with you. Lord, we know our sin is going to find us out because you said it in your word. But God, we know there is forgiveness of sins and atonement for sins because you died on Calvary for us. We thank you this morning, Lord, for you dying for our sins and making it a way possible for us to live for you and be victorious, to be overcomers. Lord, go with us as we leave this building today and let us be a witness and a light to somebody who is in need and who is hurting, maybe how we've once hurt. Let them see that light shine in us. God, we give you praise and glory. We thank you right now for what you're doing in this place. In Jesus' name. Or if you just give him a hand clap of praise all over the building. It's funny what comes to your mind at 5 a.m., 5:04, in the deer stand in the morning. When I heard whatever it was go by, it was probably a squirrel, but it sounded like a lion go by. You can hear it chewing something and walking. Thank God I'm in this stand. It's dark, it's cold, a little scared. Thank God I'm 10 foot up in the air. You know, there's sometimes in your life when you're alone and it's dark, you're scared. The devil lets you hear something go by. You don't have to live in fear. You know what happened? The sun came up and it got light and I didn't see nothing. But I saw the sun. And if you'll see the sun in your life, the King of Kings, the Son that died on Calvary, Jesus, He'll light up your world and you don't have to be afraid of the dark anymore. Amen? Folks, we got a lot going on around here. Witness to somebody this week. Tell somebody about the good news of Jesus. Now, I'm going to do something right this second. Just for a moment, I'm fixing to let you go. Last month was Pastor Appreciation Month. I have been told from the word go, we don't do that kind of stuff. But I just want Pastor to know and his wife that I love you and thank you so much for the word, for the leadership, and that is fitting hand clap. We have an awesome pastor, don't we? If you haven't done so lately, go by and just tell him you love him. There you go. Amen, amen. Tuesday night, Gravity 7:15, church 7:30. Bring somebody. This next few Sundays, we have a lot going on. Next Sunday, there's some little cards out there, gathering at harvest time, potluck. Bring something to share. If you don't bring something, you can still stay and eat. Have fun. Amen. The following Sunday, ladies, Christmas. The following Sunday, Christmas banquet. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Greet somebody in the fear of the Lord.